Catholics and indeed all Christians are usually surprised to discover how positively the Virgin Mary is depicted in the Quran. She's the only woman mentioned by name in this book that is so sacred to Muslims. Other women in the Quran are known as the wife of Adam or Pharaoh's wife and so on, but not by their own names. Mary is the exception. She's mentioned by name over 30 times. That's more often than her name appears in the entire New Testament. Moreover, one chapter of the Quran, chapter 19, is dedicated especially to her. It is called Surah Maryam, or the Surah of Mary. The Quran practically overflows in its praise for Mary. It teaches that she was chosen from all women, purified by God, born miraculously, already consecrated to God while in the womb, preserved from Satan's grasp, presented to God in the temple, a virgin par excellence, truthful, devout, obedient, and prayerful. The discrepancy between the positive written words about Mary in the Quran and the more muted devotion to her among Muslims may appear puzzling to us. How come they haven't put the Quran's praise of Mary into practice in their way of living their faith? But that's to forget that we Christians also have similar gaps between things that are clear in Scripture, but which we do not take on board in our daily lives. For instance, we're often reluctant to face up to the truth that Jesus was Jewish. As a result, we separate Jesus from the whole context in which he was born and reared. Here's an example of how this lack of awareness of the Jewishness of Jesus affects us. When Christians go on pilgrimage to the Holy Land, they often visit the ruins of old synagogues, but rarely enter ever a functioning one. Yet, Jesus himself didn't hang around synagogues that had fallen into disrepair, but instead attended real synagogues where the faithful gathered to pray and to worship God. As part of our imitation of Jesus, it would make sense that rather than peering at derelict synagogues, we would have contact with the living Jewish faith.